Reports reaching Radio Ghana say some institutions and organizations where the new batch of national service personnel have been posted are refusing to accept the new personnel, saying they are overstaffed. Meanwhile, some personnel for the 2014-2015 service year are complaining that they have not been paid for the past 3 months. We have on the line the Public Relations Officer of the National Service Scheme, Ambrose Nchua, to clarify the situation. Thank you very much for joining us, Ambrose.
Thank you.
Now, for lack of time, we're going to keep this conversation brief. You heard what I said earlier on. Now, can you confirm if it's true? Organizations are actually refusing to accept personnel posted there.
Some of them, yes.
Some of them?
Yes.
Are they giving any reason for that?
Yeah, some of them have indicated that the numbers they requested for I'll give an example. Somebody said that we requested for 20. For now, we can take only 15. So can you please take 5 back and then repost them? So when we get such a situation, we will immediately repost the 5.
You immediately repost to other institutions?
Exactly.
So it means you've been able to clarify that issue. You've been able to solve it?
Yes. The situation is that there are some other service personnel who will want to work in some specific institutions. And so even if you are willing to repost them, they will still want to be there, and they will go for letters for similar institutions and come for the reposting. What we are doing is that we want to ensure that every service person who is posted will go to his place of posting by 1st of September. We have indicated that it is not their responsibility to go around looking for places. The secretariat is mandated by law to post national service personnel to various institutions, both public and private, to do their national service. And when they go by this, there wouldn't be any problem. We would just post everybody.
Okay, so reporting, that's all. Now, the other issue. Now, can you confirm to us if this is true? Service personnel for 2014-2015 are saying that they've not been paid for the past 3 months.
It is not everybody. What we haven't paid for now, if it's for everybody, that would be for July and August. We did indicate when we were doing the program, what we dubbed a day of gratitude, that we will post. Sorry, we will pay July and August together. Service personnel are still in service. We are still in August. Service actually will end by 31st of August. So the executive director announced that we will pay July and August together. That is what we are working on. For now, we have received the PV for, I think, about 4 regions. We are waiting for the others. And within this week, I'm sure those that have come will be paid. Now, for those who are in arrears of the month of June, there might be an issue. I'm aware of Greater Accra where people did what we call late submission of their monthly duty reporting forms.
Okay.
The forms do not come. Unfortunately, we'll not be able to pay them. Those who have submitted late will have to wait because we are working on the ones that came late as supplementary payment batches, and they will also be paid accordingly.
So you're saying it's actually the fault of the service personnel?
Not for those who have not been paid for the month of June, yes, because we have paid June already. What is left now is July and August. That's what I'm saying. That's for that one we are working to pay the two together. So if anybody is in arrears of June, it means there's a problem either at the district level where he or she did not submit their duty reporting form early. And that means those ones are being prepared as supplementary payment batches and we'll pay them accordingly.